Dressed in their best business casual attire, three Rangel students tried to convince those on Capitol Hill that Rangel schools need more money, among other things. It certainly wasn't always the easiest or most pleasant task, says senior Allie McMurrin.
Some of them were really interested in what we had to say, and then some of them kind of, they never really fought with us, but sometimes they just kind of said that they'd heard it before and they didn't really care what we were talking about. And some of them just sat there and nodded and acted like they didn't care at all.
At first, the students would be in groups or pairs with the adults when they spoke to the senators and representatives. School Superintendent Woody Wilson, school aide Kathy Kirshner, and school board member Peter Helgeson were also on the trip. But then...
the schedule got flipped around, and us three students, we went and met with senators by ourselves. We didn't have any adults, and they took to that. I really showed them what we were made of.
That was junior Sam Comstock. Senior Rebecca Armstrong said the student voices made an impression on the legislators.
They really enjoyed having us, like, students there. That made a big difference. We heard a lot on, like, wow, you know, we're really glad you came here because we are students, like, in the school, and we see it from, like, the inside or whatever.
The three touched upon some of the hurdles presented on Capitol Hill.
Trying to stand your ground when the legislators are acting like they don't care or they just don't want to listen to what you're talking about.
Just going in there, like, when we went in as just students and there was, like, no adults, having the confidence that we actually knew what we were talking about and that we actually had a purpose for why we were going in there and then not being afraid or, like, intimidated by them.
Getting over the fear, you know? So what if they're a senator? They're the same person. They're just like anyone else you see on the streets. And it was getting over that we're just as good as they are. They're not any different.
After going from office to office, speaking with legislators for sometimes up to an hour, Allie said they were able to identify their favorite one.
Our representative, Peggy Wilson, she's our favorite because we know her and she knows what's going on in Rangel and she really supports us. So she's my favorite.
And Rebecca described who their least favorite legislator was.
The ones that didn't care to listen to us and, like, listen to our concerns and just kind of sat there and, like, stared and nodded their head.
Aside from the lobbying, the three had an opportunity to meet other students from other parts of the state and learn about the issues facing their schools. Sam said that was eye-opening.
You got to see other schools. You got to hear about other school situations. And, you know, Rangel might be dealing with poor funding, but this school is overcrowded. And, you know, it was just every school was there voicing their concerns, and you learned a lot about the state's diversity.
When asked if they would do it again, two of them answered,
"Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely."
That's because regardless of whether or not Rangel schools get more money, all three students took something valuable away from the experience.
One of the most educational parts of it for me was learning, you know, all the bills dealing with education. I learned a lot of the funding formulas that it goes into Anchorage as the base allocation, and from there on, cost of living factors, and that really was an eye-opener to me.
I learned the most about, like, how government as a whole, it kind of makes its loop on how, like, what they do in the legislature, like, directly affects us as students and how what they do there, or even when we sat through meetings with the Alaska Association of Board Members, how they go to Washington, D.C., and how that affects, like, us as a state. So just making the full loop of, like, the understanding of government better.
I learned a lot about my speaking skills, like, how to get my point across, and also to keep my opinions really strong and don't let them say that I'm wrong or don't let them convince me that what I'm talking about isn't worth their time and stuff.
Most importantly, they learned, while you may not always get the whole pie, you can fight your hardest to get a piece. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Rangel.